The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Pamela, how are you?
I'm good, Gil. How are you today?
I am just fine. What is the most surprising place for home air leaks that many of us don't know about?
Well, if you have a first floor bathroom over a crawl space or an unheated basement, you'll likely have a giant energy waster in your home. It's the hole that a plumber cuts in the subfloor to make room for the drain assembly at the bottom of a bathtub. And because the drain assembly is big, plumbers cut a really generous hole to give themselves wiggle room when connecting plumbing pipes. But it ends up being like leaving a window open in your house, and it's also a place where critters can get in.
Absolutely, and that definitely needs to be sealed. And it sounds like you have to root around into the crawl space.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's kind of a messy job. You won't know if you have a problem unless you crawl under your bathroom and take a look at the drain assembly from underneath. And, you know, that means spider webs and yucky stuff. So that's a job for the noble husband to do in my family.
Oh, great. Yeah. I've been the noble husband in the crawl space. Yeah. And believe me, it's not just spiders and stuff sometimes under there. So let's get practical here. How should you seal it?
You can patch the hole with pieces of foam board screwed in place and then seal any gaps with spray foam insulation, just about $8 a can. Just don't use a wad of loose fiberglass insulation. That would be a bad pick for this spot because it sags over time, especially if it gets damp. Now, you can also have a handyman or plumber do the sealing for you. That only costs you about $100, $150.
Okay. So for windows and doors and the like, what are the weather stripping options there?
So I'll tell you about three. Now, keep in mind that typically the cheaper and easier it is to install, the less effective and durable it probably is over time. So you're going to get what you pay for. So number one, you have adhesive-backed foam tape. It's inexpensive, costs less than a dollar a foot, but it's just peel and stick, easy to install. It works best where the bottom of a window sash closes against a sill or a door closes against a door frame. It's the compression of that little strip that produces the actual seal, but don't expect it to last any longer than about 3 years. So that's option number one. That's your cheapest.
Okay.
Number two would be V-shaped weather stripping, also called tension seal weather stripping. It's best for the side channels of a double-hung window or a tight-fitting door. What happens with this product is it springs open to close gaps and plug leaky windows and doors. It's the inexpensive peel-and-stick V-shaped vinyl you can get for as little as, say, 50 cents a foot. It's easy to install, but it won't last much longer than foam tape. Now, you can get more expensive copper or bronze styles. That'll cost as much as $2 per foot. And that has to be nailed into place, but they look much better that way, and they'll last for decades. Finally, number three, the most expensive, would be tubular rubber or vinyl gaskets. They're best for sealing large and irregular gaps, like, say, around an old door. They're hollow tubes. They're large enough to plug big gaps, but soft enough to compress nearly flat. Most of these are nailed in place, so they last longer than any of your peel and stick varieties. Prices range around $1.25 per foot for the nail in place.
All right, and I'm assuming, because you already mentioned some of these things will last only 3 years, that weather stripping needs tending over time.
You are correct, sir. Like almost everything in your house, it needs tending over time. They lose their weather stripping powers with age, absolutely. And you want to inspect your weather stripping at least once a year, you know, particularly before, if you live in a cold weather climate, particularly before it starts to get cold.
All right, do you have any tips on actually installing weather stripping?
Do I have tips? I always have tips for you, sure.
I'm glad, because that would have been an embarrassing moment if you said nope.
Yeah,
so what are they,
right? We're done now. So I have a few general tips. So before installing any weather stripping, make sure the surface is smooth, clean, and dry. Really important. You want to remove all old adhesive. You can use an adhesive cleaner to do that, and perhaps maybe even you might have to do a little light sanding. And you want to fill and sand any old nail holes. And if you have old screw holes that can't be reused, fill and sand those as well. The other thing you want to do is some peel and stick type of insulation should only be applied when the temperatures are at least 50 degrees. So you need to check the product label. If you try to apply it when it's too cold, you know, it's not going to stick. Another thing, test one small area to make sure the door or window opens and closes without difficulty before you finish the job, right? Because you don't want to get all done, put all that hard work in, and then you can't even use the window or the door. That would be bad.
Yeah, been there, done that.
And this is, you know, tried and true. Measure twice before cutting. You also want to cut rubber and vinyl weather stripping with shears or a utility knife, and metal types are best with a tin snips. Now, make sure to face the opening of V-shaped weather stripping, one of the options we talked about. Make sure you face it outward toward the elements to prevent moisture from getting inside. And finally, if the weather stripping requires nails, nail through the pre-punched holes. You'll find that if it requires nails, it'll have pre-punched holes. For double-hung windows, you'll need to install the lower half, drop the sash, and then install the upper half.
Pamela, great information as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.